Please be seated. Good evening. Tonight we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. And this day has also been called the eighth day of creation. And somebody will ask why. What does that mean? What is the eighth day of creation? And of course, we know from the book of Genesis that God created the world in 6 days, and the seventh day he rested. So that's the 7 days of creation. So the eighth day of creation is this one. But why? Because in the end, something went wrong with God's creation. What went wrong is that God's creation shifted away from him, and he wanted to bring back again to where he wanted it to be. He created, and then things didn't go right. Humanity, the king of creation, the one for whom all things were created, the man and the woman that he first created, rebelled against him. And they fell away from him, and they damaged themselves. And we ended up in this condition that we are in, where we are broken and we will die. We're broken and we'll die because we're not connected with God properly. Because he is the source of life. He is the only source of life, eternal life. And we're broken because we're sinful, because we disobey him, because we want to do our own thing, because we always are self-centered. And we're always seeking what is for me. And that breaks us away from God. We're disobedient to him, and that breaks us away from God. And he saw that this cannot go on forever. He had a plan already, and he was born himself into the world so that he can correct what we did wrong. He was born in the person of Jesus. He took humanity fully as a man joined to God, as God joined to humanity, completely and perfectly in a way that's incomprehensible for us. But yet that's how he was revealed to us. And in so doing, he allowed his humanity to die, just like we all die. Of course, he died in pain and sorrow as he was crucified. But he had his plan in place. He rose again on the first day of the week. And that first day of the week is now called the eighth day, the day of creation, the eighth day of creation, the day of new creation. And that's the day of the resurrection, and that's what we're entering into right now. Something not so well known is that the days of the week are not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But the early Christians called them something else. Can you guess what they were called? They took that from the Jews, actually, because the early Christians were all Jewish. They were called first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. The seventh was the Sabbath. And those of you who are Greek speakers, what do you call the days of the week? The first one you're going to tell me is Kyriaki, correct. What's the second one? The Leftera, which means second. So where did the Greeks get this? The third one is 3D, which means third. The fourth one is? The fifth one is? Pempti, which means fifth. And then the sixth one has a special name. What is it in Greek? Paraskevi, which means preparation, the day of preparation. For what? For the Sabbath. For Sabbado, for the Sabbath. So in Greek we still have the early Christian names of the days of the week. And then which were all taken obviously from the Jewish practice. And then the eighth day of creation, what do we call it as Christians? In Greek, Kyriaki, which means the Lord's Day. What happened on the Lord's Day? The resurrection. But the one that is little known is the eighth day of creation, which the Christians in the early times would call it that, but they always called it Kyriaki. And if you go back to the book of Acts, you will find the word Kyriaki. Okay? On the first day of the week, which we call the Lord's Day, we will gather together and break bread and share the wine and remember the Last Supper and the crucifixion and resurrection of the Lord. So, the par excellence Lord's Day is starting tonight in a few minutes. Pascha, which again, in Greek we call it Pascha. In English we call it what? Easter. Where did Easter come from? Pascha comes from where? From the Passover, the Pasek. Pasek. Which is the Passover. And this is for us the new Pascha. The new Passover. The Passover from where? For the Jews, it was a Passover from Egypt to freedom, heading for the promised land. For us, it's the Passover from sin to salvation, from the fallen condition to the new creation. And that is what we're celebrating today. We are the new creation once we unite to Him who created us again in Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only way to become a new creation is to receive Him in us, both spiritually as well as physically. How do we receive Him in us spiritually? Take a guess. Through prayer. Through prayer. We pray spiritually. He comes and fills us. The Holy Spirit comes down and fills us. How do we receive Him? Physically. Holy Communion. We receive His body and blood. His resurrected and deified and perfected and recreated body and blood. The same body and blood with which He seated at the right hand of the Father, and He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. That's what we're celebrating tonight. That new creation that we can become if we join to Him who has become the new creation. And He did it so that we can become the new creation as well. He did it for us. He suffered on the cross for us. He died. He was buried for us. He didn't need to do that. He didn't need anything. He's God. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need us. He doesn't need anything from us. But we needed Him. And out of love, He did that for us. And tonight we're here to celebrate that liberation from death and sin, that recreation of humanity in Him, that possibility that we may be recreated as well and joined to Him eternally and enter His kingdom. That's why we're here tonight. And if you really want to fully accomplish that tonight, I invite you to stay after we finish the service outside and receive the body and blood of Christ. Because that's where we physically connect to Him. And we have an extra bonus for you if you stay. You can come to a dinner right after in the hall. May God bless you, and may the Holy Spirit and the grace of the Lord be with you, the spirit of the eighth day, the spirit of the new creation, and the actual effect of it may come upon us all. Amen.